Hawks allow too many threes against the Seas.
If a team makes 23s in a game, it's, you know, it's tough to beat them. So no excuses for us.
This is the Hawks report after the game from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. I'm Daniel Salerson. Count on us to get to the point after every game. Hear what the players and the coach have to say, the numbers that matter, and what it means with AJC Hawks beat reporter Lauren Williams. On the second night of a back-to-back, the Hawks couldn't overcome Boston's hot shooting, falling to the Celtics 134-128. Coach Snyder and his team had no answers defending the three.
The transition portion of it is true. Those are shots that, you know, you can't, if you're just not quite enough urgent, these guys make you pay. And there's still some situations where, you know, we're over-helping or we're closing out a little too short, or our hands not up, and, you know, that's something we talked about before the game.
Combine the back-to-back with playing one of the best teams in the Eastern Conference, Trae Young says that's a tough combination to handle.
Yeah, I think we fought really hard. Obviously, we got back super late last night in D.C. It was a back-to-back. I mean, obviously, any of those are tough, especially when a team is waiting on you and resting and ready to play. We just got to be better. I mean, obviously, they're a really good team, and we gave them some good looks and things like that. But we competed, and we just got to get the next one.
Hey, Lauren, why did the Hawks struggle so much guarding the perimeter?
Yeah, Daniel, the Hawks really did try to rally down the stretch, but they weren't able to take advantage of that spark that they got from the altercation between Marcus Smart and Trae Young. But they wouldn't have needed a spark had they been able to limit the Celtics, the sixth best shooting team in the NBA, around the perimeter. Now, the Celtics ended up knocking down 23 pointers on Saturday night, and the Hawks gave up 21 to them in their last matchup on November 16th. So the Hawks will have to continue taking care of being in front of their opponent and making sure that they're limiting their shots over the top.
Atlanta drops back to 500 at 34-34, but remain within a game and a half of the Heat for 7th in the Eastern Conference after their loss to Orlando on Saturday night. Up next for the Hawks is the Minnesota Timberwolves on Monday night inside State Farm Arena. Make sure you tune to the Hawks Report every Tuesday for our regular episode with Lauren giving you the stories behind the score. And don't forget to check out the Hawks After the Game pages in the AJC e-paper and online at AJC.com, which is only available if you subscribe at subscribe.AJC.com/podcast. I'm Daniel Salerson, and this is the Hawks Report After the Game from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution.
In Atlanta, one voice has stood out for over four decades. An AJC original, The Monica Pearson Show.
Let's talk about how you got to ESPN.
Revealing interviews.
You are known as America's doctor, but I want to know who you were before that.
When you have a different name, you have different color skin, it can be tough.
With Atlanta's most famous faces as you've never seen them before.
I'm telling my story. This is the American dream.
The Monica Pearson Show, streaming now on AJC.com.
Hip-hop is a product of black people. It's a product of black song and celebration.
The Atlanta Journal-Constitution presents
hip-hop's most pulled elements are pulled from the South.
A Southern hip-hop story.
We always go back to that moment of the Source Awards.
Everybody wants your rhythm, but they don't want your blues.
The biggest names in hip-hop.
Atlanta is still the mecca for hip-hop.
50 years.
No one can deny.
One film.
The power of the South now.
The South got something to say. Streaming now at AJC.com/hip-hop.